whatever we want to do in the world, we have to be strong at home. So it sounds, in a sense, like an isolationism, that we got to take care of our own. But it's, in fact, not that, at least as we've experienced so far in the four towns. But really, our foundation is at risk, both our education system, civic values, economic infrastructure, very concretely, that sort of thing, preparation of our youth for jobs and careers in a globalized economy. So those sorts of things are coming out that we need to pay greater attention to them.
How much are you hearing about international relations and the situation in Iraq and Afghanistan and sort of those international issues versus domestically with the economy?
Well, if I'm doing my job well, I'm steering people to look away from current affairs and look 5, 10, 20 years out. Of course, there's no way not to look through, you know, the current prism of Afghanistan and Iraq. But, you know, in thinking about what has been striking about the responses that people have given, there isn't a lot on terrorism.
Marilyn, what did you hear?
This forum was with just students. They place a great premium on the value of education. They really see the cause of terrorism, of disagreement, being based either in ignorance or poor communication. And obviously, education can respond to the challenge of both of those obstacles.
Did you hear anything that surprised you?
I was surprised a little bit by the fact that the students themselves emphasize the need to get beyond talk and to get into action. They want to apply and transfer what they've learned in the classroom outside of the classroom.
I would just second that. I think one of the things we've found in all four cities we've been to so far is a real sense that we need to get on with things, that the current kind of political debate, the shouting on television, is not serving us. I've spoken to seniors groups in New Mexico. I've spoken to veterans in Pennsylvania, a mosque in Cincinnati. There's a real sense that the kind of rhetoric and so on is just not being bought anymore. And if you're talking about paradigms that don't exist anymore and kind of rhetoric that is superficial, and you're not dealing with the climate and the environment and jobs and so on in a substantive, sustainable way, you're going to get left behind. And I have a feeling you're going to be voted out of office, frankly.
Both of you are talking a lot about action. And one of the things that I've observed in the 6 years that I've been here at UAB is there's not a lot of political activism, I guess, on campus.
That is an interesting observation. Yes. What I see since I've been here at UAB is that the students here are not that politically active. Instead, they seem to channel their energies and activism into community outreach. They're very dedicated to what I would call experiential learning, helping people one-on-one as well as through organizations. I think there's very much this sense of a grassroots dedication to making a change. In fact, some of the students said that last night. If the politicians aren't going to listen to us, what we can at least do is start here, and if enough of us gain traction and momentum, it will make a change in the world.
I just wanted to relate an anecdote kind of on the point of action about youth. In Johnstown, Pennsylvania, there was a number of youth at one of our forum, and they were very down on the political process. You know, what's the point of voting and this sort of thing? I'm paraphrasing poorly, but we spoke with them afterwards. They were Job Corps volunteers. So here were people as turned off on the current political system as they were. They were devoting 2 years of their life to their communities and the betterment of their region. I don't think there's any lack of desire. It's about the mechanism by which people can contribute to their communities and to their countries. And that's where we need real innovation and real thinking.